FHR violations perpetuated within the traditional family. The limitations of focusing on the traditional family are most apparent with regards to FHR. Given the contentious and sensitive nature of matters related to FHR, it becomes central to family-related control and abuses. Furthermore, the close relations that these rights have with a woman's honor, her movement, bodily integrity and well-being makes it easier for controls to be affected by a range of actors. At the same time, gender norms and inequalities as well as stereotypes and patriarchy serve to further facilitate limitations surrounding these rights. The informal and closed nature of the family, as a private space, provides adequate protection to those who enforce rules and actions that limit rights. Thereby even existing protection mechanisms become inaccessible to those who are affected. This section showcases and illustrates how the traditional family can limit FHR. Comprehensive Sexuality Education CSC UNESCO 2016 is an age-appropriate, culturally relevant approach to teaching about sex and relationships by providing scientifically accurate, realistic, non-judgmental information. Sexuality education provides opportunities to explore one's own values and attitudes and to build decision-making, communication and risk reduction skills about many aspects of sexuality. The term comprehensive emphasizes an approach to sexuality education that encompasses the full range of information, skills and values to enable young people to exercise their sexual and reproductive rights and to make decisions about their health and sexuality. Note reference 9. Research in India and Bangladesh. Balasubramanian, Ram Prakash and Srivajmai 2016 and Sabina 2016 show that as children reach puberty and grow older, the fear of punishment is used by parents and elders to discourage sexual activity before marriage rather than providing access to adequate information that helps them make informed decisions. CSC is limited, as children have limited access to information resources on sex and sexuality for fear that it would encourage premarital sex and experimentation, especially amongst girls. Being sexually active and reproduction is tied to marriage, with social systems in place to facilitate it. There is no information provided or available freely for access on safe sex practices, access to contraception information and services, and gender relations. In some countries, parental consent is required to access services, including contraception, which prevents young people from seeking information and services, and being compelled to rely on information available to peers and the internet. Page 13. In the Indian case, parents tend to feel CSC is more beneficial to girls, highlighting the influence of gender norms, gender-specific roles and responsibilities within the family. The preference to abstinence-only education implies that a sex-positive approach cannot be implemented easily. Balasubramanian, Ram Prakash and Srivajmai 2016. In Bangladesh, FHR education is dominated by discourses that are linked to health or morality, emphasizing biological factors and the negative aspects of sex teen pregnancies, disease, abuse, or violence. Sabina 2016. Another study shows that in China, the male-centered line patrilineal of descent gives precedence to males, sometimes the eldest male in the family, who are also considered important to continue the family line. Male members, including those within the family a woman marries into, are considered more superior to women. Inheritance is also regulated through this. In the extended family, care and responsibility towards elder parents usually from the male line is considered to be that of the children. In a nuclear setup, the husband is central and seen as the provider, while the wife plays a complementary role, her main function being reproduction and continuing the lineage. Hu and Scott 2016. This shows that the lack of equality between men and women is institutionalized and permeates into every aspect of a woman's life. It is also considered the norm and unchangeable, which further reinforce gender norms. Research from Egypt and the Maldives. Abdul L. 2017 and Shi 2016 illustrate how a woman is considered to be under the control of her family, her virtue and honor being closely protected and linked to retaining the honor of her family. This is relevant in terms of services and information provision that requires spousal or parental consent and other provisions that require women to be married in order to access services. As such, these controls are often seen throughout her life cycle and passed on from her father to her husband. Choices made regarding her life may or may not involve her. She may be fed, clothed, educated equally or not to boys in the family. Her voice and agency are limited. She is forced to have children even when her body is not always capable of bearing children, such as in child, early and forced marriage, as a reproduction is her primary role, resulting in maternal mortality and morbidity. Women have limited access to safe abortion services, which can be criminalized or made selectively available in cases of endangering the life of the mother, rape, or incest. This lack of control enables and perpetuates domestic violence. The level of dependence on the family system does not allow women to access available services and hold perpetrators who are from within the family accountable. The bill voted in by Russian Parliament in January 2017 that decriminalizes domestic violence is illustrative of this. The bill weakens access to already existing services and justice processes. Women would be forced to face continuous abuse by partners within a framework that denies recognition of violence unless certain conditions are met, such as more than one instance of violence and proof of physical injuries. When convicted, punitive action is also limited, including minimal fines, community service and a short period of arrests. The law also disregards previous attempts to address domestic violence in Russia when in 2016 Parliament adopted amendments criminalizing violence against relatives. Opponents to these moves did so on the grounds that it would have a negative impact on traditional family values. The Russian Orthodox Church also criticized the amendment as lacking moral justification and legal grounds. These stances and attempts are indicative of dangerous attitudes towards women and justifying the use of violence against them, HRW 2017. Clearly, while considered a protective space, the family can also be the site of coercion, oppression and violence, including physical, emotional, psychological, social, and economic forms. The family can have perpetrators of harmful and traditional practices, including child and sexual abuse, female genital mutilation, child, early, and forced marriage, marital rape, dowry-related violence, honor killings and other forms of domestic violence that reside within a family. Mitra 2013. In the case of sexual health, access to services and information on sexually transmitted infections STIs including HIV and AIDS is not only limited but also fraught with widespread stigma and discrimination from service providers to caregivers, including family members. The affected may be forced to leave home because they have brought dishonor and the associated stigma to the family, Davy 2016. Further, HIV/AIDS-related stigma and discrimination reinforce and interact with pre-existing stigma and discrimination, Ibid. 326. This is also evident within a family context. Examples in India reveal that the level of discrimination and violence faced by women living with HIV and AIDS or whose husbands are infected or have died of the illness is much higher than men within families. They are blamed, rejected and lose their page 14. Children and place in the marital home as well as have greater care burdens and loss of access to inheritance and property. Widows lack economic support, are deprived of basic needs and are abused. The shame associated with returning to the birth home is greater when associated with the illness and has negative effects on her well-being within the birth home. Women are blamed for infecting their partner or not controlling his urges that led to infection. The quality of care provided in the family is less for women than men, Davy 2016. The reinforcement of gender inequality is a crucial factor in social exclusion of women living with HIV and AIDS. The fear of social isolation towards the family further enables stigmatization and discrimination within a family towards those living with HIV and AIDS, Ibid. In terms of sexual diversity, the traditional family can serve to reinforce inequality and oppression. Within the traditional family, sex and sexual activity are generally taboo and gender identities are not expected to manifest beyond the accepted gender binary. Sexual diversity and alternative sexualities are opposed and those who are of these identities are often shunned from existing families and forced to live ostracized, forced to seek treatment and slash or enter into a heterosexual relationship. Gibson and McLeod 2012 and Cornelius and Whitaker Brown 2016. Those adults who were identified to be religious in the Pew Research Center in the United States of America were less likely to view same-sex or unmarried couples as families. They did not see a same-sex couple raising a child, childless same-sex couples and unmarried couples with no children as a family. If same-sex couples or unmarried couples do not have children, or they are single patents, they are more accepted as a form of family. Pew Research Center 2010. These views point to the existence of levels of acceptance when it comes to claiming sexual rights and its influence on forms of the family. This implies an attitude of intolerance when children are involved, perhaps due to passing on of these values and influencing young minds, and greater openness to accepting adults, who may not have the opportunity for the same influence. The traditional family reinstates heteronormativity through heterosexism. Note reference 10. And related practices that take place within the family and in broader society. Policies regarding the family reaffirm heterosexuality as being the normal and natural sexuality. Kitzberg 2005, 477 and Gibson and McLeod 2012. Heterosexism can manifest in many ways. Speech and practices that reinforce heterosexuality to physical and sexual violence against LGBT people. Kitzberg 2005 and Gibson and McLeod 2012. Institutionally, heteronormative practices and policies privilege heterosexuality and deny the existence of LGBT people. Heterosexism and its manifestations are influenced by social, cultural, and geographical location. LGBT people can face heterosexism in their family relationships, which is not always overtly discriminatory and requires them to constantly navigate a space that can be sometimes safe and accepting and cause for discomfort, coercion, violence, discrimination and stigma. Gibson and McLeod 2012. Page 15.